Oh, I like this. Do this one.
Definitely. I love it. Hello and welcome to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, and we are the founders of the nonprofit Plantspiration, and we started to help people reverse disease and prevent it, and also saving animals and the planet at the same time.
Exactly. I love that. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of chronic diseases, and now we're reaching and teaching people all over the world how to get healthy too. You guys, welcome back. This is really cool.
Welcome.
I'm just kind of really excited that we're here at episode 3, John.
I know. This is great.
Episode 3, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
That's right. That's right.
What a great time of year to talk about this, because I don't know, I just right off the bat, I thought people are waiting till January 1.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We hope this episode really inspires you start making those changes. Nothing changes, nothing changes. That's a phrase that we've been really dropping in the group for a long time. It's one of my favorite lines, actually.
Yeah, it definitely really... If you take a moment and think about it, it's so real, because if nothing changes, how are you going to change anything? That's like doing the same thing over and over, and you're always going to get the same result.
Do you remember where that came from?
I don't.
It started, I wrote it down on the paper in January. It was like, we started this on January 13th. You know what? Did I say thank you again? First of all, we wouldn't even be doing this if it wasn't for you guys.
Certainly.
And all of the amazing...
All the reviews, all the feedback,
We just went over it before we turned this on. I was like, okay, let's get those micro wins. Let's let's fuel up on all that good dopamine.
Dopamine, for sure.
That got us going and got us doing this. And we're really excited. We are so excited to hear so many people have been inspired by this.
I know. I mean, just everybody, they're just stoked. They're like, this is just so real. You guys are sharing your life, and we're just doing it and helping them really get a grip on what it is. It's really not hard.
We get it.
We definitely get it.
We get it. We lost the 100. I lost the 100. I lost
about 50. Let's just say 50. I'm a numbers guy, so if it's like point something, I can't round up, but we might as well round up.
Speaking of numbers, speaking of numbers, they can't, not everybody can see this, but we've got this Plantspiration health report we're going to drop in here.
Oh man, I can't wait to talk about that.
So grateful for everybody in the membership who gave us the information, but wait till you guys see when we're going to take you on this journey every week where we check in and give you the Plantspiration health report. How cool is that?
I think that's awesome, because it really shows, you know, and more and more people are just getting more excited with sharing their, you know, their victories. So it's really great.
Plantspiration.
I'm telling you, they're stoked at the Plantspiration community. We're just like...
It's all about the inspiration.
It is.
It's all about the dopamine. I just gave everybody a plant scription this week, and I said... I'm plantscribing dopamine.
Nice.
And then, you know, I teach everybody how to do it, how to pull it off, how to keep going at it. And that's really what you get every time you walk into Plantspiration. It's like, wow.
I love it.
Where's that cheer?
The prescription. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. That's what it feels like when you walk into Plantspiration on my lives.
That's right. That's right.
So that if nothing changes, nothing changes. This was right around the time that we started, like the day before or the day of your surgery, when you came home from that surgery, and I was like, our life is over.
Oh.
We're really going to be more broke than ever, broken, broke, and getting sicker and getting bigger, you know? And so I'm kind of crying to my Oma. I'm like, man, everything is so terrible. I'm so sick. You know, we're going to be in bad shape. And I usually wasn't like that. Really, really, I wasn't. I'm always, you know, pretty upbeat. Like, we got this, we got this. But I did have a little bit of a breakdown. Like, this is bad.
We know how much of a cheerleader you are. You're just freaking awesome. I love it. I love the energy.
It's
but
true.
This time, you were
I was like,
worried.
I'm not sure how to pull us out of this one. And as I'm telling her, I'm like, you know, this isn't going good, or how, like, I'm starting to, you know what it was? It was like, I was right there telling her, like, our health is so bad. Something we really didn't talk about. It was just part of life being sick.
Right.
You know, I'm like, our health is so bad. I'm not going to be able to get a job. Now I'm feeling really bad about things, you know, and as I'm complaining to her, I was like, wait a minute. She's been through things like 10 billion times worse than me.
Yeah. Like, are you even going to get into
what? No, I'm not going to get into any of what her, you know, the things that she's gone through.
Amazing woman. And then you realize, holy cow, like.
What? This is nothing compared to what she's gone through. Okay. Yeah. My family's from Austria. Mm. So, you know, this is somebody who's gone through a lot of stuff. So anyway, I'm complaining to her a little bit, and I said, you know what? Here I am pulling myself out of it. I go, Oma, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And she said these words to me that I'll never forget. She said, it's going to have to be. And I was like, all right. And either she said it, we talked about it, but I wrote on a post-it, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And maybe she did say it. It's just that I tattooed the it's going to have to be part on me. And I think anyway.
That's awesome.
So thank you. So I write this, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And there it was right there. I was like, wow, everything I've been doing isn't working. You know, all these diets I've been on isn't working. So in my mind, I was thinking about that forks over knives moment. Like, this is really a different thing. This is really different.
Yeah. This is out there.
That was just the one thing that we had to change. There was so much that came with it.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, we watched the movie. I'm like, oh, yay, okay, we got to go to the store and we're going to get all these plants, which I hope everybody's doing, by the way.
I'm telling you, it really started with the food, of course. I mean, we had to get healthier to get healthier.
we didn't know how to get healthy. No. People don't know how to get healthy. No. So here's that change is just like, where do I land? What does changing mean? Mm-hmm. If first of all, the change was our diet.
Right.
And we started off with that right away. But there was more to that change too. It wasn't cutting calories. It wasn't cutting carbs. It wasn't cutting your fruit. It was everything opposite that we had to do. And that was part of the change that really elevated us to feel better right away. We did we went in 100% with that change.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were.
Oh, that's
better.
Hold on. I noticed you just turned that
up. We were deep.
We're learning.
We were deep into the you know, just living the normal lifestyle that everybody is living. You know, we're all living inside a $90 billion diet industry now. And it doesn't work.
Hold on a second. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I'm just like.
Think about that. Everybody. Wants to get healthy. Everybody wants to lose weight. It's an industry. I'm not saying you right here aren't happy with yourself.
Oh, just right.
Everybody is looking to lose weight, get healthy, take a pill, start a diet, do a fast, take a pill, take an injection. Like, it's look at the industry. It's not me saying it. It's what it's reported.
That's right.
Yeah, we're getting sicker and bigger.
Right. I mean, because the answer isn't like in a pill
or a diet
or a diet or a shot or it's just not.
But people are going to say, but this is a diet. And you say, change your diet and lifestyle, change your life.
Yeah. But diet is really like what you eat. We're not on a diet here. So
it's definitely not a diet. Diets are outdated is what we're going to say. Cutting calories is outdated. Cutting carbs is outdated.
Yeah. I mean, diet. And really, in my brain, is like I said before, it's just something that goes for a little bit of time, and then you go back to doing what you were doing, you know. And then that's how that weight always comes back on.
Always did. Yeah. Every diet, I'd gain it back. You know, I'd lose 20, 30 pounds. You watched me do it since I was 21.
I
was on a diet when I met you. I was on a diet when I met you the first time in high school.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were on a diet when you were 16.
Everybody I meet was on a diet. Mm-hmm. Every day you wake up and you say, today's going to be the day. Today's going to be the day.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing changes, nothing changes. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Not only is it how we don't know how to get healthy. You know, most people don't know how to get healthy. And then it's so confusing because we've got doctors, dietitians, you know, they still aren't being taught that stuff. So it gets really overwhelming. We hear a lot about that at Plantspiration. You know, well, actually, we had some good stuff this week. Doctors, you know, giving people the thumbs up who've been suffering from heart disease, like 7 stents, dude, go home. It's nothing else we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you, you know, now look at them.
Just doing great. Just doing great.
Yeah. Give me some cheers. Nutrition education is lacking from grade school to medical school. I say that all the time. And really think about it. Doctors don't get very much nutrition education. And I mean, let's be real. They're not talking about how to reverse heart disease. You know what I mean? They're not discussing how to... Well, we're going to talk about it because look at this.
We are going to talk about
it. I'm excited about that. Have we already talked about it?
I'm just so excited about our health report.
These people know how to make change. Mm-hmm. These people know how to make change. We're teaching people at Plantspiration how to make change.
Yep.
And that diets just don't work. We've got to get over this limiting beliefs and thinking that this is cutting calories or that fruits are bad for you. And we're going to, you know, look at this Plantspiration report. Every week you guys are going to get to hear how much weight we've lost.
Yeah. We're going to do a nice little Plantspiration health report. We're going to talk about weight, medicines, diseases, how good people are doing. And
why are people doing so good over here?
Well, from what I hear,
they're eating their plants off.
Yeah, they're eating their plants off. And they have the support. You know, we're there.
They're getting through it. This works. Definitely. They're learning that it works. Even the good information can be overwhelming, too. There's a lot of that, you know, going vegan. What is plant-based? What is whole food plant-based? Maybe we should just break it down so that, you know, every time people hear this, it seems to get easier and easier what we're doing or how we did it. So we went into it, like, based on the research. The research wasn't about, like, you know, a vegan Taco Bell. It was about eating low-fat whole foods, which are fruits, vegetables, legumes, greens, whole grains, and minimal nuts and seeds. So we didn't get, you know, we don't have to eat tons of cashew cream sauce. We can just eat a little bit.
Right.
But right away, people start thinking like we're going to cut back on stuff. And I did too. I was like, man, we're not going to be able to have Parmesan cheese. My life is over. Right. It's true.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we thought anyways. It was the same diet brain of restrict.
We get it.
Smaller meals.
Remember how I'd get about Parmesan cheese? That stuff is addicting. See, that's the other thing.
Wow, yeah, I never thought about that.
No wonder I was throwing these little temper tantrums.
Yeah, if there wasn't Parmesan cheese while this water's boiling for spaghetti, oh my God, I was going to get some because...
It was bad.
It's addicting. It literally is.
So I was just like throwing fits if somebody ate the last of the Parmesan cheese. You know, and look at... I haven't met a doctor yet that says, oh, by the way, did you know that dairy is addicting? You know, that we are addicted to this stuff because of what's in it and because of, it's just, anyway, they aren't taught this kind of stuff. And once we realize like, wow, this isn't limiting, you know, everybody comes into this at first and is my volume, did we not mic check?
We're good.
We're good. Everybody comes in and thinks that it is limited. And I did too. You did too.
Definitely. I was next to you on all the diets. I was next to you standing there at Weight Watchers. I'm trying to lose weight too. Counting points, that's ridiculous. But we've been together the whole time.
Let's list the diets.
My gosh.
I remember a shredded wheat diet I did when I was about 13. Let's start that. Slim Fast was around forever. Weight Watchers came into my life by the time I was a kid, like right when it started, it came into our family. The cabbage soup diet, did you already say that?
No, but that's one I was thinking about.
Cabbage soup diet, yep. Starvation diet, Slim Fast diet, Jenny Craig. I mean, what else?
All those, like, it was like that the NutriFast or whatever it was. Way back, I remember hearing a Herbalife or something like that when I was a kid. I don't know. Everything. Was that even a diet thing?
Everything.
Some kind of supplement that you probably, I'm pretty much sure you don't need.
Like we said, it's one of the biggest industries in the world. And that tells us everybody wants to get healthy, you know, but it's not working. All these diets aren't working. And I had to kind of take that in, you know?
Yeah.
They're not working. And then I want to say, or what I would say to myself, self, if you woke up your healthiest weight, if you woke up disease free, would you go back to that? We just don't know how to get there, but we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. It's certainly a Not as hard as you think, because at first I thought, holy cow, I was like, what am I giving up? I have so much I'm giving up.
Well, because that's what we've learned about dieting. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the doctor, what's the first thing they tell you?
Lose weight.
Lose weight. And how do we do that?
They never tell you that.
Well, if you're lucky, you know.
Well, I didn't used to anyway.
They'll give you some direction and say, well, you got to cut calories. You got to, you know, take out the red meat. You got to, mm-hmm. They don't say.
Here's a pill for your appetite.
Yep. Here's something for that. But they don't ever say something like, you know what you need to do? Eat copious amounts of fruits and vegetables. Sometimes they do, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables. Then they'll say like the protein. That's the big thing. The protein. Because that's what they're taught. So where are people learning? Hey, if you eat all these whole food plant-based, if you eat fruits and vegetables and you avoid animal and the meat and the dairy and the egg and the cheese, you could prevent, and even in some cases, many, we're going to talk about it over here later, people are reversing disease. Now, this is where you're going to hear about it. This is where you're going to learn about it. And this is where you're going to get inspired about it.
This is where we do it.
This is where we do it. Seriously. We keep it simple. We keep it easy. That's the other thing. Why are we different than everybody else? Because we really get down to the basics. It's not about the recipe. People hear me say all the time, it's about keeping it simple, keeping it easy, and not restricting. Eat your plants off.
That's what that means. Just it's eating like you've never eaten before. Seriously. I mean, a lot of food, a lot of flavors, a lot of good stuff. Yeah, I was really worried about it. You know, being a guy, I was like, God, what am I going to eat?
No burgers, no tacos, man. No pizzas.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
No lasagnas.
We eat all of that. Oh, the lasagna, don't even get me going. That is so good.
Whatever it is, we can make it healthy.
We got your
We're
flavor.
Bringing healthy back. We talked about last week, and this week we're talking about if nothing changes, nothing changes. And boy, did that stick.
A good thing it did, because we probably wouldn't be here.
That's one of the... Thank you, by the way. I was like, you know what? Dang it, I'm going to change the way I bring home these groceries.
Thank you. I was laid up from a surgery, so I'm so glad we were.
I was scared.
I was on the path with you. I'm like, yeah, go. This is great. I'm like, yeah, definitely, let's do this, because I know we need to change.
You know, doctors treat also all these diseases with a different, you know, they've got a different direction for heart disease and a different direction for diabetes and autoimmune. And there's all these different doctors. But we know now, the research tells us that all these different diseases, if you just transition over to this whole food plant-based, this is what's treating, preventing, and even reversing. The same diet and lifestyle that I'm going to talk about. It's not a diet, actually. It's something different, you guys.
It's just what it's... You know,
nourish to flourish. Eat your plants off. Real quick, I'll say this: it works. Mm-hmm. It's cheap. It's sustainable. It's simple. It's healthy. But we don't know how to eat healthy.
No, nobody's been taught that. I'm sure we've covered that, because nobody's taught that anywhere from grade school to med school. Like,
here,
it's
take notes. Number one: there's nothing healthy about eating animal. The studies are out. The problematic animal protein, the cholesterol, the saturated fat, even the lean chicken, by the way. So when you take that kind of stuff out, that lean chicken, that low-fat turkey that we think is so great, it's marketing, by the way. You take that stuff out, you replace it with beans, you make your rice and beans. Oh, but what about the rice? What about the carbs? What about it? Like I said, the studies are out. This is what our body runs on. Every cell runs on
carbs.
Carbs. What was that analogy you gave about, like, the engine or the carburetor?
Well, that was really talking about blowing out the carbon.
What was that? Just
eating the good food, you know, we're like lowering our viscosity and you get that blood flow, and it's just like, wow, just blowing your carbon out of your car. Just really revving it up and getting moving.
That's the
you
fiber.
Feel great. Yeah.
That's the fiber we were talking about. So animal protein, animal eggs, cheese, meat, dairy. By the way, if it has a mother or a face, it doesn't have fiber.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that we're lacking most,
yeah,
which is linked to all these, you know, forms of chronic disease, high fat diets, processed foods, you know, all this stuff, and people think they don't have time. There's all these things that are going on that we keep doing the same thing. So I'm going to ask you this right now. is it working? Is what you're doing working right now? Are you reversing disease? Are you getting to the goal of being healthy? Because it seems to be a big thing out there, 90 billion. Yeah,
we're spending enough money on it. I think there's a few people.
Why not try something simple and easy that's been proven to prevent and reverse disease, that's been proven to be cheaper?
Seriously, it's at the same store that we used to buy our stuff at. The same store.
Yeah, we just have to stay away from all that marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, you know, Big Broccoli doesn't have a lot of money in marketing.
No, they
don't
really
see Apple commercials and all the stuff. You know what I mean? So we got to pay attention a little bit to that. Mm-hmm. We really got into the nutrition aspect of this. That's why I bring in those nutrition education and cooking classes that have been around for 20 years, because it's important that people get down to really how does this work? You know, where is she getting this information? And I'll say it again and again. Don't just take our word for it. The information is out there. Once you accept the fact that, all right, everybody didn't get taught this.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there though. Once you realize there's something we can do, now I want to get you doing it.
Yeah, now's the action phase.
The action phase is get to the store and get all these fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. because, man, all the things that we were doing in the past, and I'm going to ask everybody right now, if what you've been doing isn't working, isn't this worth a shot?
Yeah, definitely.
We're here to dispute all those myths about it costing more money, or that it's not effective, or we're not getting all the nutrition, or we're not getting variety. I hear so many people even still coming into the group and they're like, well, it's limited.
Yeah.
Limited?
What?
What is limited to you? No. We were just like, we could eat more.
Yeah.
More what?
Everything.
More tacos, more burgers, more pizzas, more things. We had to learn how to do it. You know, we had to make a couple changes.
Right, right.
But there it is. If nothing changes, nothing changes.
Nothing changes, yeah.
And we didn't just change the diet part of it.
Well, it changed our brain too, though, because it certainly started out as a diet.
It did.
But it quickly went, we realized, okay, this is about our health. Like, wow. We just started feeling amazing.
Quickly.
You know, at first, like every other thing, this was the next thing. This was the next diet on the list.
It was, and it did. I'm glad you brought that up, because mm-hmm. it really did, to be honest, start with that diet. And that's what 99% of the people come in here, you know, saying they want to lose weight. They want to.
I'm going to turn this heater on.
Could you please? You guys, we're just going to take a little break right here. We're not really taking a break. We don't edit anything, by the way. We're just going with the flow. We're just keeping it real. And we're really excited that everybody's loving these podcasts. We're getting, again, we're learning as we go too. You know what I mean? And this is kind of what we tell people. You're never going to get anywhere unless you just jump in and just start. So I want you guys to start thinking right now, like, what could we do to get healthier?
That's right. I am back. The crowd goes wild.
That's what it is. Like, I'm getting cold in this room. It's getting chilly. That's one of the questions people ask. Like, what do you do in the wintertime when you guys aren't on your bikes? Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to do some questions. We're going to get more into it. But we have to do something different. Let's get those plants in your grocery cart. Let's start learning how to get this down. Knowing that you can eat whatever you want, that it's not restricting, that it's not dieting,
That's right.
And it helps that everybody's saying that stuff in the group.
I mean, honestly, it feels like it's easier because I have things cooked, like batch cooked and ready to go.
That's the big thing for the group.
It's not a new recipe every day. It's like, oh my God,
that's what people
spend
think.
Hours in the kitchen doing this. No,
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
By my 21-day kickstart thing, but I mean, I'm going to be doing a 21-day kickstart, but what I want to emphasize is it is not going to be about making a different recipe every day. This is about really how we did it.
Right. This is about finding those 5 or 6 recipes that are like, wow, this is good. And just kind of rotating.
Recipes?
Them.
Did you
well,
just
say? Well,
you know
what I'm saying? Easy, throw together some potatoes with beans, maybe a little broccoli or something.
There you go.
Throw some hummus on there.
This is what
a hot sauce.
This is what we're really passionate about, is breaking it down for people and keeping it real. Stephanie, why are you eating pasta again and again and again? Because that's really easy. I got a lot of stuff to do. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to find this recipe to make it work or to make it fit. They're there. I know they're there, but potatoes are there too. And the misconception about batch cooking. So yeah. Let me recap this really quick. So this isn't as hard as it appears. It's very easy once you really understand that you're going to have to make some changes, first of all. You're going to have to change the way you bring home your groceries. You're going to have to change the way that you're talking to yourself. And you're going to have to change some of the things that you react to or that you did or these patterns and habits that we've gotten into.
You're going to realize that these things are actually things you wanted to change all along. Mm-hmm. You know, but really we didn't know how, or maybe we're afraid because you didn't know how, and it's scary out there.
Remember when I told people last week to write down what they wanted? Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
Yep.
Write down right now, I need to make a grocery list, and write down right now, I want to get healthy, because this is where you learn how to get healthy. There's a lot of misinformation. So we want to help clear that up. We love when you guys are asking questions. We've got questions that we're going to get into.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over this health report. I'm super. What time is it? Like, are we already into, let's get to that part?
We
are Plantspiration. After we made these changes, by the way, and the food changes were one thing, you know what I mean? Then we had to change a lot. You know, we didn't go out as much as we used to. We went from partying to playing ping pong.
Yeah, for real.
That's truly what we did.
I know. It was awesome, though.
Talk about that story. Talk about a change.
That was great. Yeah, I mean, geez, the winter time was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? We're bouncing off the walls here.
Yeah, we started in January of 2013. Mm-hmm. We lost 250 pounds as a family in 10 months, by the way.
Yeah.
This is what we did. We kept it easy. We kept it simple. We weren't digging for recipes. We were eating beans and rice. We were making soups. We were making pasta. Mm-hmm. We were actually just eating fruit. Yeah, I went from eating Oreos. Don't worry, the low-fat ones.
That's right.
See what I mean? We were so but they're low-fat. We gave up everything right away.
Well, that's what I mean. We realized you're giving that stuff up anyways on a diet. And then as we got healthier and your brain gets healthier and all that, neurogenesis, it really, really started growing brain cells.
I went from saying I'm just gonna go one day without drinking to I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
Talk about a change.
Yeah, definitely.
Both of us.
Yeah, for sure. I was thirsty as well.
Well, we just thought that was how to live. Like, that was just part of it. You know what I mean? Here I'm.
That's all you see, and it's all that's pumped and pushed out there.
Here I'm having pancreatic attacks. Okay, I just had this surgery where they cut my biliary duct because my GERD and my acid reflux was so severe. My gallbladder was gone, but they still were saying maybe you're getting those ghost gallbladder attacks or something.
Right.
You know, I couldn't walk around. I'm facing double knee replacements. I just finished my fourth meniscus repair.
Jeez.
I don't know how many cortisone injections I would go through for the back, you know. Then it was gynecological problems. You know, I'm ready to have more parts taken out of me.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Hold on.
But you guys, wait a minute. But I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm trying every day. Every single day.
Every day was a diet for sure. You were struggling hard.
It was depressing.
You were always trying. Years and years and years.
As long as you've known me. Yeah. I've been about getting, I got to get healthy. And then I thought I was healthy. So that picture that I put up in front of us today so that I could remember about nothing changing. Then here we are at Weight Watchers for the 50th time. But this time I said, I'm going to do a cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, like every day we're going to do something different. Like I was always trying to make change.
Gosh, now that I think about it, that was work. You did a new recipe for 30 days.
Every day
we tried a new recipe.
And we rated it. Like,
yeah.
I kept trying to.
I'm telling you. We were all together doing this, you know. I mean, as a family, it's just how it was.
Let me just think about this here. So like most people, we were eating, you know, skinless chicken, lean meat, the fish, the BS with the fish. You guys, fish, not what I thought.
No.
Still problematic animal protein, loaded in fat. Mediterranean diet isn't known to reverse disease the way that whole food plant-based does. I mean, it's definitely better, but after you throw on all that oil and that cheese, it's still,
Then you have all the environmental stuff. You know, fish is just filtering the water, and there's so much in there, all the metals.
There is so much. But that's what we were told. That's what your doctor's telling you. Eat Mediterranean. Why Mediterranean?
Yeah.
Well, people are more likely to make some changes as the way they look at that. You know, some doctors, and we heard them. We heard them at ICNM. Well, if I tell my patients to go, right, here it comes.
To not even eat any animal, right?
Yeah. And they get better, then what?
Yeah.
We're afraid of losing our patients. You guys, we heard other doctors saying, but if they get healthy, then what happens?
Yeah.
We'll lose patients.
Yeah, there was that much silence in the room.
Yeah, there was. John and I are over here high-fiving each other. Yeah. We're like, yeah, we're getting them off the medications. I mean, this is what we're talking about.
That's right.
They didn't know. And this doctor was asking a genuine question because what do you do next? You guys, you come to Plantspiration, you keep on crushing it. That's what you do next.
That's right.
There's different stages to making these changes. The first change for us was making the food and going 100%.
Right.
It changed the way we started thinking.
Yeah, it did.
It changed the way we started feeling. You're feeling, then you started getting those feelings. You know what I'm going to talk about. Well, we went into this kind of eye rolling, you know, like, okay, great. She's into it for the ethical reasons. And I had to go into it for the health reasons. I'll lose weight. But something started changing.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah. Just the compassion and
that
empathy and that's feeling of it all.
Another level of change that kind of comes with it. And there's evidence about not eating animal, not eating that stuff, and it kind of changing the way that your energy is or the way that you get more compassionate. I mean, just let's think about it.
Yeah, it's now. Not even something I was working on. I didn't even think about it, you know?
You're right. It's not like you work on being compassionate.
It's like before I know it, I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, I got tears running down my face in front of the meat. I'll never
forget that.
Wall of meat.
I was like, what the heck is going on?
I'm like, I don't know, but we got to get away from this.
We have learned so much about this has all come naturally, organically, and just understanding like, wow, why did that just happen to us? And then we would find out from the kids, they were like, I had that happen too.
Wow. Seriously, right now I almost ruined my mascara.
It's true. Remember when Tommy said, you made me go drive for a belt?
Oh, yeah. Before I know it, I'm driving 20, 30 miles to find a vegan belt.
One of the members, we got a little off track, awesome, but the change that occurs is not just, it starts with the food, but so much else comes along the way on this journey,
Good stuff.
You start feeling healthy. Mm-hmm. You start thinking healthy. You start having hope. You just start noticing like there's something we can do.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. We know what it takes to make the change. We know what it feels like to think like, well, I am making a change. I'm waking up today and I'm cutting more calories.
No.
It doesn't work like that. No. The change for this is, you guys, we have to eat way more.
Yeah, seriously.
It's opposite. There we go. It's opposite of what we learned.
It is.
Stephanie and John, what are you talking about? Eat your plants off.
I mean, that's exactly right. It is, like I've said before, it's all you can eat when you're eating whole food plant-based.
That's one of the biggest changes people have to make is to eat more food. So we know this works because when I lost the first 30 pounds, I was like, I'm done. I've lost my 30 pounds, I'm done. But
you're back to your size, into your pants.
I was already off my blood pressure medication right away. So I thought, I've already gotten to where I need to go and I'm going to stay on the plants. And I just kept eating them. And that's how I started eating my plants off. And I was like, wait a minute, something isn't right here. I'm eating so much and yet we're still losing weight.
Yeah. You kind of freaked out.
That's how I started. I was like, give me the megaphone. I've got to tell everybody that this is how this works. And plants may not be for everyone. I always want to say that.
Right.
But they work for everyone. We just need to eat enough of it. We've got to get onto the new healthy habits and undo that dieting culture, the $90 billion dieting culture that we're in, that yet we're still getting sicker, we're still getting bigger, and we still have a problem with people being unhealthy. And losing weight doesn't always determine optimal health, by the way.
No. No, well, that's where we were in the beginning. It was just another diet to lose weight, and the health, we got healthier, and then you forget about your try to lose weight, and you're just like, wow, I feel fantastic. This needs to keep going.
Remember when Dr. Esselstyn, we were there for that.
Right.
Remember when he said you can become heart attack proof in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He's talking to you guys too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't just sitting there telling us.
That's right.
He's out there telling people. And that's when we realized, wow, we actually did this. You know, we're going to actually continue to do this. And now I just want to share with everybody how this all works.
That's right. It's simple. I mean, that's really what we're here to do, really, is help people, really. We're helping people understand and get
eat their plants go off
through this. Yeah, what that
quit dieting,
means. Right?
Changing exactly. that behavior pattern. Now that's where I come in with the coaching part. Those mm-hmm. live coaching, mm-hmm. you know, breaking it down. One, it's just getting the food home, getting the knowledge, you know, and making the writing down. If nothing changes, nothing changes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get healthy. Yeah. I'm going to. Then after this, I was like, I'm going to start a business. It's like you start believing in yourself with everything you do. Then it was, we got to start a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's still learning along the way. Everything isn't perfect. You know, that's what the beauty of just jumping in and doing something different does. You got to grow from some of those changes and learn from them. And we kind of help people stick through that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part. It's like the highway to health. We're so used to going down that road where we get a flat tire, I say. Mm-hmm. And we're so used to getting out and popping the other three.
That's right.
I'm done. I'll start on Monday.
Yep. Start out really good. And by Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, I'm starving. That's it.
That's when people cave.
Yeah.
It's exactly what happens. You're mm-hmm. starving, you know, and people are running on fumes. We're not just sick because of what we're eating. We're mm-hmm. sick because what we're not eating enough of. Mm-hmm. The fruits, the vegetables, the greens, the whole grains, the beans. I mean, people who eat beans live the longest. Hello, blue zones. Then I was like, we blue zoned our home.
Yeah.
Now we're going to blue zone everybody. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's a great way for us to kind of approach this. If you want to look up more documentaries and learn more about it, there's so many. I'll say start with, you know, Forks Over Knives, What the Health, and the Blue Zones with Dan Buettner. God, I'm such a huge... Dan, if you ever listen to this, we
shout
want...
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. We love your work, and we can't wait to have you on our podcast because more people really need to learn this and understand that there's a better way to live, I guess is what we're saying. And we didn't know.
No.
We thought eating our ground turkey and our lean chicken and our heads and heads of romaine lettuce a week was doing it.
Yeah, my salad with, you know, ranch and
the low-fat cheese, but it was low-fat. It's not working, you guys. It's not working. No. That's why everybody's sick. That's why people are getting sicker. That's why people are getting bigger. That's why we've got an obesity epidemic. Heart disease is the leading killer, and yet I just told you Dr. Esselstyn has been talking about it. Dean Ornish has, you know, proven we can reverse it
right
by making these changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So what are you going to do tomorrow that's mm-hmm. going to be different than today? That's how I started looking at it. Like, if I could just get through one day.
Yeah.
One day. Don't be thinking about the 100 pounds that you have to lose or, you know, all the recipes that you're going to have to sort through. What was that we just heard? Mm-hmm. When you start a marathon, you don't just jump right in.
Oh, yeah, you don't go right into the starting line and rip out. There for 26 miles. You start with getting up in the morning and walking around the block.
There it is. You got to just start. So maybe we should start with some health reports and get some questions.
I would love it. Health reports. Yeah, bring it on.
We're so excited that you guys are here and that we have this opportunity to share this with you. So we're getting better at this as we go along. So thanks for being patient. Thank you for all your feedback. We're reading it. We're reflecting on it. And we're realizing, you know, once again, the changes that we made with our diet and our lifestyle and getting healthier and undoing all those habits, it runs right into anything you really want to reach a goal for. You got to just, we had to do something different.
Exactly.
Like, let's quit talking about it and let's start doing the podcast.
It's the only way you're going to.
And now look, give me some.
That's the only way you're going to. We just grow and really, you know, change in what you're doing is by doing something different. Like, that is it.
We went from being super unhealthy, chronically ill, struggling with obesity, carrying on the same genetic chronic diseases that we didn't know we could change. And now we're out here reaching and teaching people how they can change them too. And when we started Plantspiration, you know, well, I didn't know how to start a nonprofit. No. I didn't know what I was doing, to be quite honest with everybody. That's what I want to tell them. I really didn't know.
Well, I know, but that's what you did. You did it, though. You jumped in and did it just and like, got it going.
Just like the changing our diet. I went into this and I just said, I got to let people know and I've got to teach them how and I've got to show them how because we ate meat, too.
Yeah.
We ate the cheese. I didn't know one egg had the same cholesterol as two Whoppers.
Right. And what? At the time, if I knew, I would have been like, wow, I have two Whoppers. But that's not helping anybody.
Two Whoppers. Nobody would say, hey, go home and eat two Whoppers. So why are eggs 0 points? Because that's keto and it's not neato and it's not helping anybody.
It's deadly.
It is deadly. But, you know, people are doing it because their doctors told them, but their doctor has no. It's just.
They don't have. Education in nutrition.
What are they educated
in? And what it does to your body.
Who's making sure they get educated in what, though?
That's big pharma. They're making sure they get educated in knowing how to prescribe to really make your symptoms livable.
There we go.
Seriously. We just want to do that without the meds.
We want to get people from surviving to thriving. And that's exactly what we've done at Plantspiration. We really didn't know how to start this tracking of this Plantspiration health report we have in here. And we realized the whiteboard's a little too big. I'll have to share it on social media and show people what how big is that whiteboard?
It's a 3x5.
3x5 whiteboard. And we have up at the top
feet, plants. 3x5.
Yeah, it's kind of big. Whoopsies. Whoops. Plantspiration health report. And what we have is a scale that says pounds lost. Then the next one, a prescription bottle that says medications dropped. And the next one is diseases reversed. Can you guys believe this? We're getting right down to it. Not only did we just share with you what we did, how we did it, how sustainable it is 12 years later. We're still crushing it. Now we've started Plantspiration. I bring in this lifestyle medicine coaching. It's not just about the food. It's about really keeping it simple and easy. Anyway, people are crushing it over here. Are you ready?
Right. I am definitely ready for the Plantspiration health report.
Let me take a drink.
I just love it. But people are crushing it in here, and they're just so
darn excited.
We
can't afford commercials. We're a nonprofit, you guys. It doesn't mean we don't make money. You know, we accept donations. We have some memberships that we sell. You know, we sell individual classes, but we give away a lot of memberships, too. You know, we have grants for those. Veterans are free. We give away hundreds of classes a year. You know, we don't want to turn anybody away. We want to just make sure everybody has access to this stuff. So in just the last week, I said, hey, you know what? I got to get everybody's information.
We need a baseline.
So we put together this little chart, and I would love to report to you. We've got quite a few members, and we had maybe 1%,
2%. Yeah,
there's a handful of people that got the email, you know, that I said, fill out this health report. Should I do a drum roll?
I
want people to take a guess, actually. What do you think the Plantspiration members, and I only have a handful of them here, lost this week in weight? Because we're going to keep track every week. So I want to get you guys really excited every week at what everybody in there is doing. And we always say, pay it forward, pay it forward. It's the pay it forward. We've got the I'll explain it later, the Pay It Forward program. We give away stuff every week for people sharing, you know, what they're eating and how they're moving. And we do little challenges mm-hmm. every day, like let's talk about dopamine and how to raise self-awareness and self-confidence. And there's a lot that's going into it. It's not just that's the right. food. That's why people are crushing it.
This is just a snapshot. I mean, we've been Planspiration for over 5 years now.
I think we're going on my lucky number 7. Mm. December 4th or 7th is 7.
Mm.
7 years.
Right, right.
Talk about resilience, determination. I'm just going to drop a little something. The things that I've gone through with just Planspiration, I start this nonprofit. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm getting really good at it. We just got told that we actually have it together.
I know.
We're so excited for what's going on. Okay, anyway, this was no small task. I end up filing the wrong tax exempt. I lose the whole I lose my whole 501c3 tax mm-hmm. exempt in the middle of COVID.
Right.
But I didn't give up.
No, we got it back. Crushed it.
This is what I mean, you guys. I didn't look at like all the things that were going wrong in those moments. I continued to think about the resilience and all the things that I'd gone through. I was like, I lost 100 pounds. I can get my tax exempt back.
That's right.
It was the way I really started looking at things, like I could do anything. So when you get through that one day where you're like, I did it 100%, I high-fived myself. I was like, holy, I did it. Okay. That's health awesome. Report. You want to talk about doing it and what we built up from this? So this week total, so far, here's our baseline. Total was, we had 22.1 pounds we lost. Talk about that. Where's my little claps?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Look at that. You guys, we're bringing healthy back.
Yeah.
All-time total we have currently is 351.6 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. And this is just a minute.
I mean, I work with so many handful. People is what we're saying. Yeah. And I already have the snapshot in my mind. Like, thanks for the 10, 11, 15 people who came in to, with those reports. But just to let you know, we're on episode 3. We're debuting our Planspiration Health Report. And we have an all-time total of, we've lost 351.6 pounds.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, we've lost probably over 1,000. Just racking through my Rolodex.
Right? And I was thinking of that too. I was like, gosh, there's so many people. That's why I brought up, like, we've been doing this. We have a great track record. Like, we've been doing this for a while.
Exactly. We've lost a lot of weight, but we're just being honest and we're giving a baseline right here. So we're at 300 and we've got it on the board. 351.6 total pounds we've lost to Planspiration. So pay attention, everybody. We're really doing it.
We have results.
And people aren't dieting over here. And we've lost a total of 22.1 pounds this week. So I want to just say to all the Planspiration people out there, you guys are awesome. Guys, look what you're
crushing
doing.
Crushing it.
Look at what you're doing. This number, I don't know anybody who's not listening to this going, what are they doing? They're eating more food. They're eating pasta.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that this is how much weight people lost?
Yeah, nobody's going hungry over
here. Give me some right here.
Give me that.
Look at this. We're fist bumping all the time over there. Yeah. You guys are the inspiration the world needs to see. We're so pumped. Now let's talk about medications reduced.
Yeah.
That's not my job. I don't deprescribe, but I will work with your doctor, talk to your doctor and say, hey, these people are crushing it. But let's be real. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you keep doing it. That's how strong the plants work.
Right.
You have to keep doing the plants. Food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it up. That's why we got that lifetime membership.
That's right.
Program.
Definitely. But this is the main thing. You're doing it and you're, you know, right off the bat, it's like, you know, let your doctor know what you're doing. You know, if you're on medicines, especially.
Very serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, let me not pass this up. Somebody did report that they gained a few pounds.
Oh, yeah.
That's honest.
That happens.
It happens. You know what I mean? It's realistic. It's flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to just keep it. And it's not just about these numbers.
Right.
It's not just about these numbers, but these are the numbers that everybody is, the 90 billion diet.
Well, that same person is going to lose it by next week.
Exactly. But the 90 billion diet industry isn't like, do you guys want to thrive? Nobody's saying that.
Well, of course not.
They
would have to stop selling everything.
We're not selling anything,
no.
By the way. We are teaching people how to be self-autonomous, how to be in control of their health. I mean, that's what I mean about there's so much more.
Well, that's just it. The you got to be aware that you do have control.
And you can do this.
You can, yeah.
You right now listening.
And you.
I'm not kidding. You can do this. You just need the right tools, the nutrition education, the support, and the awesome coaching that's going on over here. God, people are, you guys, we love you.
Definitely. The feedback is just amazing.
Dopamines.
Big time.
We're prescribing dopamine every day over here. We're popping it every day. Mm-hmm. It feels good. So let's get down to the medications dropped. Okay, so I didn't do this. Their doctor is helping them. So we have somebody who's taken less Excedrin. That's great.
Yeah.
We get so dependent. I was taking so much of that stuff
every day. Less aches and pains.
Less aches and pains. Two people are off metformin this week.
Nice.
Two people are off insulin. somebody's off blood pressure. Somebody's off Synthroid. Somebody reported LDL has dropped 42 points. Somebody's cholesterol went from 256 to 104. Somebody's off Prilosec for the last 3 weeks. And I mean, just off the top of my head, there's probably 15 people that I'm talking to that are off the Prilosec.
Right, right.
I meet with a lot of people each week. I'm coaching a lot of individual. And then I do the coaching, the whole group. I know everybody.
Right.
I hope it gets so big that I can't keep up with everybody. I'm going to, because that's how much we care.
Well, definitely. I mean, you can have more than one group session.
Yeah,
you
know, we're going to keep going.
A day.
Bring it.
It's awesome.
Bring it. Let's bring healthy back, you
guys.
That's
what we're doing here.
Look at what's happening. And by the way, everybody who came in here said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could give up cheese.
Yeah.
Remember what I said, how addicting it is?
Yeah, it's for real.
We get it. Everybody who has not tried this is immediately going to say, I don't know if I could give that up.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
You can.
Because you're gaining so much health.
And you will. You deserve it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you told them that. We're not done. Okay, so when I asked the question, have you reversed any diseases? So far this week, the hypertension, the hypothyroid, inflammation, acid reflux, diabetes, and went from diabetic to pre-diabetic.
Nice.
And I asked for honorable mention. So I did this little health report, you know, kept it anonymous and just asked, how much weight have you lost this week? Hey, you know what? Maybe let's get a whole total since we're starting the podcast. Then I asked, like, what medications they've reduced. And then I had to say of all time. So we had a baseline.
Sure.
And I also asked any noticeable improvements or any honorable mentions.
Yeah.
And this is what I've gotten back. Ready for this? And I want to say these are something that we hear all the time. Energy increased, somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
Stamina improved. If you're listening right now, don't you want to improve your stamina?
Definitely.
And these people are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
No age, no stage that you can't start getting this going. Brain clarity. Give me some.
Give me that.
My brain went from like, what? to what?
Whoa.
It's true. I didn't think I had it in me, but I wasn't nourishing.
Definitely. I mean, this is way different. The amount of energy and stamina I have, like I work my day job, I come home, I got my own machine shop, I'm
running
there. Then I'm doing plantspiration stuff. It's amazing. I just love it all. The energy is through the roof.
This was not us.
That's what a lot of people say, literally through the roof.
It says it right here, energy through the roof. Mm-hmm. I have it. Oh my God, seriously. Way more energy is the next one who answered. Way more energy, feeling empowered about my health.
Nice.
Again, that's way more than the food.
That is the ultimate goal.
We're not done. Biting nails less and less junk food. I've heard this time and time again. People say they stop biting their nails.
Nice.
Mental health significantly better. Give me some. This is what we need to be sharing. We hope that you listening to this, you hear it's not just us now talking about it. This isn't just some success story that we want to pop off every other day. This is people really doing it right now that we watch every day. We're doing it with you. And more energy, happier, and healthier. I'll take it. Less inflammation, less joint pain. This is just the beginning. So for everybody listening in, this is just the beginning of the Plantspiration Health Report, because we're going to come in here every week and we're going to continue to tell you what we're getting people out. John, we're getting people out. We're high-fiving all the time.
Seriously.
Over here. High fiber. There's only one thing that's holding everybody back from accomplishing their dreams, their goals, their health. Mm-hmm. Taking action.
That's it.
And these people took some action.
Yeah.
It's easier than you think is what we want to say.
They're changing something.
Let's get to the questions, too. Changes. I'm worried we're going to go over time. Remember we were going to start? Did we start it?
I don't even know.
We forgot again.
We're having a good time. Shnikes.
That's right. John, let's rip out the questions.
Yeah, I do. We do have some excited questions from the community. And really, this is a good
actually,
one to bring
I put
up
these out on social media.
Did you?
Yeah, I go on Instagram and I want everybody to
ask
us.
Oh, yeah. That's
personal
right.
Personal health, wellness, plants, whatever.
This is fresh off the...
let's hear it.
Off the interweb. This is a good one. How to navigate the holidays with meat eaters.
This is great. A great question. Mm-hmm. And we really had a strong week on this. We taught that Thanksgiving class, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I want to say? If anybody wants to see our Thanksgiving class, email team@plantspiration.org. team@plantspiration.org. And we'll send it. You know, and it has all the recipes. We made the turkey roast. We made a stuffing. We made a gravy, mushroom gravy. We've got everything.
And it was amazing.
We're going to do it again.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, we've been doing that for a while. We would love to share it if you're interested. It'll show you how easy it is. And the batch cooking is really just cut. By the way, batch cooking, I used to think I needed 52 different things.
Yeah, and all these containers and all this
stuff. We're going to give you a tip right here. Let's just bounce it off. Batch cooking, 101, brown rice.
Potatoes.
Pasta.
Veggies.
Fruit. Cut them up.
Yeah, get them ready.
Get them ready. And have a plan. Have a plan. Make your menu out. What are you going to have tomorrow?
The rice is like make 2 cups instead of 1.
Yeah, that's batch cooking.
Microwave a whole bunch of potatoes.
Get some beans.
Or roast them or broast them or bake them however you like.
Get some barbecue sauces.
Just no oil.
Yeah, keep it easy. All right, question number one. How do you deal with...
How to navigate the holidays with meat eaters?
You eat your plants off, and you just keep thinking about what an inspiration you are, is actually what I tell people. Yeah. I'm like, it was hard at first because you didn't know how to react to it. You know, people had a lot of questions, so they do come at you, and it does get overwhelming, and I don't want anybody to get defensive because I really always want everybody to remember... We were meat eaters.
Yeah.
So we get it. And I know when somebody said vegan to me at first, I was like, whatever. I don't even want to say how negative I was about it. But we weren't thinking this way, that's for sure.
No.
So be empathetic to, they don't know yet, but the way they will know and the way they will understand and the way that you will be able to answer all their questions is by doing it yourself. So the number one way that I would say to go into the holidays right now is just worry about yourself and what you're doing. You know, bring some dishes that might be, all of them should be appealing or don't bring them.
Oh, yeah, definitely make them appealing. Something you can share.
Yeah, something you can share. And there's really no, you know what? There is a couple things I do say to people when they're just, they just don't stop. And then I just say, well, is your diet reversing disease?
Yeah.
Because this does, you know, and that's that. Or I like to reply, you know what, I'm going based on what the evidence shows, and that's that I could be heart attack proof in 3 weeks, you know, or at this point I'm like, well, 12 years later, you guys, I've kept 100 pounds off and I'm still eating more than everybody. But what I mean, you guys, isn't the packaged stuff. It's just, I always got to say that. Like, it is really the real.
No, for real.
So how to deal with it? Don't. Just go in with a bunch of love, go in with a bunch of compassion, and go in with the inspiration that I really want people to be, you know, just we need to see this change. And I want the change to be down to the way you walk in a room and represent it.
Mm-hmm.
Be positive about it. Be like, thanks, you know, for your concern. I'm working with Plantspiration.
That's
so
right.
Come to class is what I tell people in the group. I say,
really?
If you're in the group, I always say, oh, just tell them to come to class. And,
yeah. And that's pretty much all of it. This is pretty much the second question answer to how to cope with a partner who isn't plant-based.
We hear this a lot too.
Yeah.
And we do feel for people because we touched a little bit last week. It's hard to watch people eat themselves to death when here we're getting better or we're preventing or reversing disease. So the best way is to understand we were at that place too one time. We didn't know, you know, and we have to bring the focus back on us. Because if I could be honest, in the beginning, yikes. I was like, you got to do this. You got to try this. We were a little freaked out.
We came in hot because the food, everything was so delicious and we felt so great. And it was like, why couldn't everybody know how to do this?
We did come in a little hot in the beginning.
Yeah.
It turned some people off.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I just want you to live longer. So
it's facts. It's what happened. But we've got a better approach nowadays. It's called Plantspiration.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. We really do love everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, we care about people. It's not easy watching people get sick.
Right.
And I'm not saying, like I said, this is the cure-all, but we could do a lot with plants.
Yeah, definitely. And so really, same thing. You got to just like take care of you first. And how we say it's not selfish, it's responsible.
Yeah, and be the inspiration.
The world needs to see.
Honest to goodness, mm-hmm. Go in there and, you know, you're feeling good. Don't downplay if you're feeling good. You know, let people, when people quit smoking cigarettes, they didn't go in all quiet like, I don't want to let nobody know I'm getting healthier.
Yeah, I quit smoking.
No, we came in and we were like, hey, I don't want to see another cigarette again, you know, and people were supportive of that.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, what? You're never going to have a cigarette again?
Come on.
Never. No, we just got support for that kind of stuff.
That's right. Well, I knew I had to make changes.
Honestly.
Right?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm also talking about question number three, how to exercise during winter or bad weather.
Same way you do it in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a plan. I mean, I'm being honest. That is the honest to God truth. But, you know, as a lifestyle medicine coach, this is all about behavior change. So the best way to do is, you know, be realistic. Don't have this expectation like I'm going to go run a marathon like we were talking about.
Yeah.
How to do the workout during the winter is find something that actually works for you. You know what works
inside.
For me?
Inside.
My bike inside. It's not as fun.
It's not as fun at all, but
I have to turn the music on. I have to talk myself up for it. And if I haven't been on my bike in 3 weeks, I'm just being honest. I've gotten on it a couple times.
I know.
I'm adjusting to the season change is what's going on. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I was on a stepper thing today, and I was like, wow.
I'm roller skating too.
For sure.
Roller skating. So finding something mm-hmm. that works. So the realistic thing is, what can you do? Can you go around the block? That's winning. Maybe twice around the block. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're thinking about going to a gym, start thinking about when you're going to sign up. Think about what shoes you're going to wear. You have to start envisioning what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. That's really how to get this going.
Seriously.
Write it down. I'm going to the gym on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And if you don't make it to the gym on any of those days, don't get out and squash the whole deal.
Right.
Reflect and look back and think,
try a different day.
What do I need to do different? Because if nothing changes,
nothing changes.
And we know you guys can do this. We just need to know how to be healthy.
Definitely.
You know, and
there's so many workout things you can throw on YouTube and just do it right at your house.
But if you're not eating good, you kind of don't want to get into it either.
Exactly. You don't have the energy. You're just not really feeling it.
So if you want to work out during the winter, think of something you can do in the house.
Yeah.
Lots of people right now at Plantspiration are doing trampolines, you know, those little
bouncy things.
Jumpalines. Why do I want to say jumpalines? the bouncy things. It's mm-hmm. called rebounding, and
rebounding,
it's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Indoor bike, yoga. There's a, I'm going to say, is it Denise Roberts that they talk about in the group all the time, that workout?
Denise Richards.
Yeah. I got it. I'm sorry for botching that, but people are. The motivation is what you want to find. You can do whatever workout you want in the winter. You really can. What I want you to find is the motivation to do it.
Right.
And then the habit to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get out through the winter. And I have to practice that. We have to practice that.
Certainly.
We do the same thing when we're like, okay, we're going to work out.
I know.
We've got a full gym downstairs. So I guess we're holding ourselves accountable right now.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I just been down. I'm using excuses.
We've got a full gym.
I moved a whole machine shop the past 3 weeks. I've been tired.
This is realistic, but we're not like, you know what?
Forget it. Well, yeah,
I'm never going to do it.
No, I did a little bit today and I feel much better.
Oh, you did?
Mm, yeah.
Why didn't you invite me down there?
You were on your bike.
Okay. I was trying. what gets you motivated?
I guess the thoughts of how good I feel when I do it, I think about it. Yeah, I'm going to do this because I just think back, wow, I really feel good when I do it. So I got to do it.
I and get then I'm to like, do it.
I get to do it. Yeah, see now.
See those changes?
Well, that's what my brain is. I'm like, man, I got to do this. And then I'm like, oh, I get to do this. And I start feeling fantastic. So
we get it.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
We've been there.
Next question.
Yeah, how to travel whole food plant-based.
Easy.
With a brain.
Same thing you're doing now, just take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is right for you to eat. Yeah. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call ahead to restaurants, number one. If you're going to have a restaurant, you know, honestly, sushi places are the easiest. You can get veggie sushi. You can go to a pasta place, get pasta.
That's right.
On the plane, you can bring some of your own snacks. You can stop at the airport and get some of the things. Yeah,
you
that,
can get a rice and bean burrito.
Honestly, seriously. Keep it easy. And if we're traveling on the road, we actually...
I'd rather travel on the road because we just take a big old cooler full
cooler.
Of stuff.
We make these nourishing bowls kale and sweet potatoes. Oh my gosh.
Cucumbers and all
tahini
the delicious
dressing. Ones. It's like these Greek salads.
Now you're making me hungry.
It's so good. We make oats.
And well, I guess before we go any further, let's just roll into question number 5 and get how to eat when you're a picky eater.
Case closed. If you're eating now, we're going to find a way to get those same foods.
Same foods, same flavors, same...
What a great question, honestly, because a lot of people... Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about
the
life-saving pudding.
Again, the diet brain of thinking, oh man, I'm giving up this.
Yes.
I'm giving up that. I'm a picky eater. What am I going to eat? We're going to tickle those same taste buds, okay?
Let me go back to the traveling. The traveling is all about planning. It's all about in your mind knowing, like you said, John, you've got this. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to have to start packing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when you start accepting that you've got to do something different to live your best life, to get healthier, to lose weight, to reach your goals. Accept it right now. You have to do something different because what you're doing isn't working.
No.
Or you wouldn't be here wanting to get better at what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or get inspired to do more at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you to think about is planning is going to be number one and believing that you can do this is number two. Because if you go into this and go, I'm never going to be able to stick to it when I travel. What? You just put that out there.
Yeah, don't do that.
When you put that kind of talk out there, nothing will change.
That's right.
You'll keep telling yourself the same story. I won't be able to do it. I can't stick to it. I can't live without cheese. I won't be able to do it.
Like your brain hears what you're thinking.
It loud and clear. It follows it.
If that makes sense, you know.
It really does make sense. And picky eaters, this is such a common question. And I wish you could be in my house right now and I could do to you what I did to Johnny.
Yeah.
To Johnny
yeah.
G.
Oh, man, I don't know if I could do this. He was, you know, I don't eat beans. I don't like beans.
Whatever it is, it was not like, really I can't eat beans or I don't like the texture of beans. And I hear this all the time. And this is where I want to change the way that people think about this.
Yeah.
This is not what you think. This is not carrots and hummus. This is not salads. This is exactly the delicious foods and flavors that you've been dreaming about your whole life. Like your taste buds are, it's like a party in your mouth when you start really tasting how good food tastes, strawberries, blueberries, pasta, tacos, pizzas, like you guys, all that oil coated, saturated fat, cholesterol food that's been going on out there.
Oh,
it wrecked my mouth.
It did.
And my mind.
Yes.
And my soul and my body.
Seriously. Well,
it's true. If nothing changes, nothing changes. When you go 100% and you start eating your plants off and you just avoid some of that processed food right now, you guys, I want you to get healthy, okay? When you start making those changes, it's going to pay off big time. And if you're a picky eater like Johnny was and he said, I can't eat these beans, I said, no problem. And he came over because fortunately he lived by. And I said, get over here. We're going to help you. And he came over and immediately I gave him some chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think about this? And he was like, wow.
Well, I can eat chocolate pudding still? Yeah.
Heart disease. His heart disease was horrific. Oh, man. He was ready to not.
He's in bad shape.
We're lucky he's here and we're grateful for you for calling us.
Yeah, man.
Diabetes, he had like numbers in the 300s or 400s. It was outrageous. His A1C was like a 12, over a 12 point something. And he'd been doing keto and talked about meeting with his dietitian and the nutritionist about lean chicken and low fat, all this stuff. And he goes, and I just kept hearing you say like, that's not really helping.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes over and I literally pop this. It was like classic pudding, chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
And he was like, I cannot believe how good this is. I can eat this. I go, you could eat this every day.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in.
That was it.
And then I told him it was black beans. Yeah. So see the way the mind does that. What you tell your mind. So when whoever that was, that thank you, by the way, for that awesome question.
Yeah.
Every time you post or you say or you think or you wake up and you go, man, I just don't like vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain believes you.
Heck yeah.
But if you start saying, I like cauliflower.
Mm.
Damn it. I do.
I do too.
You will start craving it. And what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. So whatever you're doing that got you unhealthy, by the way, it probably took some calories. Mm-hmm. It probably took some different foods that got you there.
Sure, sure.
We can do the same thing, just plant-based.
That's right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
If you like tacos, we can make tacos out of plants. You can make tacos out of walnuts. You can make tacos out of cauliflower. You can make tacos out of rice. You can make tacos out of beans. You can make tacos out of
quinoa.
You can make tacos out of rolling greens. Yes, rolling greens. I'm giving you a plug.
Kale. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. See what we didn't know? All this stuff. People don't know how to get healthy. We knew it better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We only know a couple people born vegan by chance, but actually. What did you say today about that? We were talking about Leo.
Oh, yeah. And then I was thinking, I'm like, well, really, everybody's born vegan.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
I don't know.
You do know. I just made the big eyes at him. I was like, you do know.
Yeah. We get fed the same stuff that everybody is fed. Nobody knows how to get healthy.
I'll tell you where it started. I'll tell you where it started from scratch. And I don't know how much time we are, but I'll tell you where it started from. Do you have a time?
About an hour and 10 or 11.
What? Okay, you guys, we're sorry. Good night. we want you to have a great week.
Yeah.
I lost track of what I was going to say because I just think we should shut it down.
Everybody going healthy, vegan when you're born. But
yeah, and then I took the kids to the doctor and right away it was like, well, they're going to need protein.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the meat and dairy industry is basically teaching the doctors that this is what they need.
Yep.
Is where it starts. And maybe we'll get into that.
That's just so much for another episode.
Next episode is really how did this all start?
Mm-hmm.
What you learned today was if nothing changes, nothing changes.
That's right.
What changed for us wasn't just the food. It was where the information was coming from. It was the information.
Yeah.
And it was actually seeing the results, which you just saw here today. 351 pounds so far we've tallied this week. I'm just saying there's way more than that, but this is on record now because we're going to keep coming every week in here. We're going to keep on inspiring the plants off you because we want you guys to be the inspiration the world needs to see. We have a planet on fire. We have millions of animals being slaughtered for no reason, and we have people eating themselves to death.
Mm.
We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. So
definitely.
We just want to thank you guys so much for being here today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Like, seriously, our hearts. We're making hearts right now.
Huge.
You guys, we're doing it. And just like we say, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So we got in here, we got some cool chairs, and we got up the guts to say, we're just going to do this.
We're going
to
do it.
Because we want to inspire the plants off everybody. We want to teach you how to eat your plants off and undo dieting.
Yeah.
You guys, that stuff is outdated. Get over here and get on the right side of history at Plantspiration. Join us. This membership is through the roof. If you're a veteran, we are for free. If you need some help, we've got grants.
That's right.
And please don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and watch the heck out of our videos. Because every bit of money that we make, John and I volunteer our time.
Right. Every dollar that comes in goes back out that the community is used to educate, motivate, and inspire the world.
Yes, people have. We've helped people get some food, some workout equipment, medical appointments. We're all around just trying to be the inspiration that the world needs to see. Right. And we're really grateful that we have you guys on this journey. Thank you.
Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. We love you.
You gotta do that.
See you next week for episode 4.
That's right. You guys be cool.
Eat your plants off. We love you.
Love you.